don't know. I just don't know.
Sam, please, I have no more time to be a Christmas tree. I've got a 9:30 meeting with a new client.
Well, no, sweetheart, it'll only take a second. And it's easier than lugging the real tree around.
Come on, honey, let's just put it where it was last year.
Oh, I don't know. Well, all right, let's try it. Well, spread your arms, sweetheart, so I can get an idea of the width.
How's it?
Darren, trees don't stand that way. Sag your branches a little. That's better.
And that's it. I'll see you tonight.
Now, you won't forget to pick the tree up on the way home.
No, honey, I won't.
And last year's tree was a little skimpy on one side, so don't buy the first one you see.
Hmm? Sam, believe me, no matter how spectacular the first tree I see is, I won't buy it.
But I still don't know where to put the...
I started out life as a poor boy. Now I'm one of the richest men in America. Do you know why?
No, sir. Why?
Three things: persistence, prudence, and punctuality. The three P's.
The three P's. I must remember that.
Yes, sir. Those three little P's have served me all my life. I never violate them, and I won't stand for it when others do.
Absolutely right.
Good. Then you'll understand when I say your man is late and I'm leaving.
Well, wait a minute, Mr. Mortimer. I'm sure there's a very good reason for Darren being...
I'm sorry I'm late, but you know what traffic is on the day before Christmas.
I told you there was a good reason.
I know you did, and I'm still waiting to hear it.
Oh, right. Let's get to it, Darren. You know, to tell Mr. Mortimer the lead concept you have for Mortimer Instant Soups.
Slow down, Larry. This was a get acquainted meeting. We plan to present your campaign brochure after the Christmas holidays.
Did we?
Yes, Larry, we did.
Mr. Stevens, time is money, and I see no reason to waste it.
That's right. Waste not, want not.
Christmas is just another day to me.
Me too. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's hard to tell the difference.
Gentlemen, we're running late. We'll have to discuss your campaign for Mortimer Soups tonight. Be sure you're prepared.
But, Mr. Mortimer, tonight is...
Right, tonight it is.
Good. At my house. Dinner at 6. Promptly.
But promptly it is.
Larry, what are you doing? I can't make it tonight. I promised Sam we'd decorate our Christmas tree.
Darren, Mortimer Instant Soups is a $500,000 account. That kind of decoration doesn't grow on Christmas trees.
I'm sorry, Larry, but a promise is a promise.
Then I'll make you a promise. I promise the meeting will be short and sweet.
And another thing, I don't like the way Mortimer steps all over everybody.
Darren, for the kind of money we're talking about, a couple of footprints won't kill you.
Besides, we'll be out of there by 8. Just leave it to your old Uncle Larry.
Yes, gentlemen, when I think of Mortimer's instant soups, I don't think of a powdered product that comes out of a cold, heartless box. No, indeed. I think of something that a mother would have made with her own loving hands. Hawkins, this coffee's cold.
I'm sorry, sir. It's a fresh pot. But I'll make another one.
We'll get some fresh cups, Hawkins.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, thanks. Mine's fine. Delicious, as a matter of fact.
Mine's delicious, too. But cold.
Time's passing, gentlemen.
It certainly is getting late.
Exactly, so let's get back to business.
Mr. Mortimer, I'm sorry, but this is Christmas Eve, and my wife is expecting me home early.
You know, I don't believe in all this Christmas fuss. It's crass commercial nonsense.
Try humbug. So if you gentlemen will excuse me.
Where are you going, Stevens?
Yeah, where are you going, Stevens?
Out to participate in a little Christmas nonsense. It's getting late, and I still have a tree to buy.
I'm not paying your advertising agency $500,000 so you can run out and buy a tree on my time.
Mr. Mortimer, there's a time for soup, and there's also a time for sugar plums. That time for me is now. So good night, gentlemen.
Stevens, this meeting isn't over.
Yes, Stevens.
Stevens, you come back here.
Stevens, come back here.
Larry was really a little shook up, but I know he'll handle Mortimer beautifully. In a pinch, old Lair always comes through. Let me help you with the tinsel, honey. This one branch is a little bald.
I wonder what Mr. Mortimer has against Christmas.
Probably the fact that people don't give Mortimer soup as gifts. More tinsel, honey. Sam, what are you doing? I asked for more tinsel.
I gave it to you.
Honey, one piece of tinsel is not the same as more tinsel.
One piece at a time is the way to hang tinsel. It gives the tree that delicate lacy look.
Hon, it's a Christmas tree, not a doily.
Oh, I'll get it. You keep working. Here you go. One at a time. Oh, hi, Larry.
Hi, Sam. I'd like you to meet Mr. Mortimer, Mrs. Stevens.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Mortimer.
I hope we're not interrupting anything.
Not at all. Come on in. Put your coats down. Sweetheart, you'll never guess who's here.
Who? Surprise.
I'll say.
Well, Mr. Mortimer and I had a very productive meeting after you left.
We came up with some great ideas, and since I knew you'd be dying to hear them, we didn't want to keep you in suspense.
Stevens, we came here to talk business.
Mr. Mortimer, nobody works on Christmas Eve.
Except Santa Claus. How about a nice cup of eggnog?
No, thank you, young lady. Stevens, we're wasting time. Either we talk business or I'm leaving. Which is it to be?
I'll walk you to the door. Mr. Mortimer, Larry, I'll be delighted to join you in a business discussion the day after tomorrow.
Stevens, I take your refusal as a personal rejection.
I certainly didn't intend it that way.
Nobody rejects Jesse Mortimer. Tate, I want this man on my account or there won't be an account. He has 10 seconds to change his mind.
Darren, change your mind.
I can finish trimming the tree myself.
Samantha, I am going to help you finish the tree. Then you're going to help me get the Santa Claus suit ready for Tabitha's surprise in the morning.
2 seconds.
I refuse to be intimidated. It's a matter of principle.
Time's up. Gentlemen, Mortimer Soups will take its business elsewhere.
Wait, Mr. Mortimer. Mr. Mortimer, wait. I can explain everything. Darren was just... Mr. Mortimer...
He's gone. A $500,000 account.
Darren, how could you do this to me?
Especially at Christmas.
is Larry. I know he's got chronic dollar signs in front of his eyes, but you'd think he'd give them a Christmas vacation.
Mr. Mortimer's the one with the problem. Well, he really seems to hate Christmas. You know, I bet he doesn't even believe in Santa Claus.
You can't blame him for that, after all. He doesn't have your inside information.
Ho, ho, ho! What a pretty little girl you are, Tabitha. And how you've grown since Santa saw you last year. Oh, oh, oh. Boy, am I beat.
Imagine going through life with that kind of attitude toward Christmas. Think of all the fun he's missing.
All the fun he'd like the rest of us to miss with him.
It's a waste.
Mm-hmm.
A real waste. There must be some way of reaching that man. Everybody's got a reaching point. Oh. Darren? I have an idea. Darren?
Sure, Sam. Anything you say. Just don't get involved with any...
The entire neighborhood.
Who the devil are you? Why, you're Mrs. Stevens. Who gave you permission to invade my house?
Don't think of me as Mrs. Stevens. Think of me as the spirit of Christmas.
Poppycock.
I had a feeling you'd say that.
I'll give you just 5 seconds to get out of here.
You leave me no choice. I guess I'll just have to tell you the simple truth. I'm a witch.
1 second. You broke my clock. I don't know what trick you use, but you broke my clock. You'll have to pay for it.
Oh, Mr. Mortimer, I didn't break your clock. I simply stopped it. I told you I'm a witch.
Nonsense. Stop wasting my time. There is no such thing as a witch.
Oh. Just as there's no such thing as Santa Claus? Oh, well, I can fix that.
What the devil's going on here? Now, you get out of this room and get back into my nightmare where you belong.
Not yet. Not until I've given you your Christmas present. Mr. Mortimer, you are going to take a long, long trip. You don't get air sick, do you?
Put me down! Put me down! You'll hear from my lawyer about this!
So sue me! Look down there. Don't get dizzy. Look down there. Oh, my goodness, isn't that lovely?
Help!
No problem. I can whip you up a little fur coat in no time.
Get this thing off me. You with your tricks. I'd rather freeze.
Anything you say. He should be here in a minute anyway.
Who should be? Where are we?
The North Pole.
But that's terrible. I'm wearing my magnetic watch. It'll be ruined. Samantha!
Hello, Santa.
What a wonderful surprise. Come in, my dear. Come
after
in.
After you, Mr. Mortimer. Santa, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. Mr. Mortimer, Santa Claus.
How do you do, Mr. Mortimer?
It's a trick. I know it's a trick.
Oh, a non-believer.
A really sad case, Santa.
Well, I guess a little convincing trip is in order, eh, Samantha?
Right.
Right after I finish my last chipping.
Oh, here, let me help you.
Thank you, my dear. We are a little short-handed.
You too, Mr. Mortimer, make yourself useful in the red bag right there.
I'm sorry I'm not my usual ho-ho self this year, but it's been a very hard winter. One thing after another with the elves.
Oh, dear. Well, you can rest next month. Hmm? Yeah, take a trip. Maybe a couple of weeks in Florida.
Easy with that doll, Mr. Mortimer. That's a Susie Bruzy doll. When you squeeze it, it turns black and blue. It's the only one of its kind in the world.
Oh, Santa, I know a little girl who just loved that.
Oh, really? Should I guess, or do you want to tell me?
This is ridiculous. I'm Jesse Mortimer of Mortimer Soups, and I demand to be taken home.
Jesse Mortimer? I don't remember ever having dropped down your chimney.
But of course not. You don't exist. Who are you under that beard anyway? Ow!
Mr. Mortimer!
Well, I'll be glad to take you home. But we'll have to make a few stops along the way. And I'm sure you'll find them very interesting.
You behave yourself.
Oh,
fasten your seatbelt, Mr. Mortimer.
Seatbelt in a sleigh?
Standard equipment this year.
Well, Mr. Mortimer, this is Santa's last stop before he take you home. Shall we go up on the roof and meet him?
No, wait a minute.
Isn't that Hawkins?
There you go. Up you go.
Hold on tight.
Yes, it is Hawkins. I know it. What are they so happy about? They know they're poor.
Mr. Mortimer, you're rich. Are you happy?
Ho, ho, ho!
Don't be so grumpy, Mr. Mortimer. It's Christmas.
I still say humbug.
Ho, ho, ho!
Well, here we are, Mr. Mortimer. Home sweet home. Good night, Mr. Mortimer. Sleep tight.
Ho, ho.
Oh, boy.
Hi, hon, you getting up already?
I didn't want Tabitha to beat us to the tree. I'll get dressed and keep her busy. Why, you put on the rest of your Santa Claus suit.
Oh! Oh! Oh, oh, oh.
You know something? Santa Claus should be here very, very soon. Hurry up, Santa! Wherever you are!
Oh! And since Tabitha's been such a good little girl all year, Santa has a whole bag full of toys for her.
Oh, my.
There's a paint set for you. And let's see, what else? A bear.
Oh.
And a surprise.
Oh, Tabitha, isn't that wonderful? What do you say to Santa?
Daddy.
Well, sweetheart, you were so good, I never would have guessed.
Sure. Santa will get it. Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho yourself, Larry.
You recognize me, huh?
Hi, Larry.
Everybody recognizes me.
Daddy.
Well, almost everybody.
Ho, 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 Tabitha.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, this is such a lovely surprise, isn't it, darling?
Lovely.
I tore myself away from Louise and little Jonathan to come over here and apologize. In fact, Louise insisted on it. But if that's the way you feel about it...
Larry!
Darren!
Ho, ho, ho! Well, who are you? Oh, Kate, it's you. You look ridiculous.
Hi, Mr. Mortimer.
Mr. Mortimer, this is a surprise.
I hope I'm not intruding.
Not at all.
Well, I mean, it was sort of lonely at my house.
I thought you and Hawkins were going to stay home and celebrate humbug.
Well, I sent Hawkins and his family to Lake Placid for the holidays as a Christmas present.
Come right in, Mr. Mortimer.
Yeah, sit down, Mr. Mortimer. You look tired.
Well, I am tired. I didn't get much rest last night. I was very busy in my dreams. Aren't you tired, Mrs. Stevens?
Me? Why should I be tired?
Oh, well, never mind.
Here. Let me take your hat and coat.
Mrs. Stevens, I owe you an apology. What I mean is...
We understand exactly what you mean, don't we, Darren?
Perfectly. I don't understand anything.
Mr. Mortimer, will you spend Christmas with us?
Thank you, Mrs. Stevens.
Call me Samantha.
This is for you, Darren. Samantha? Oh, you don't have to open it now. I'll tell you what it is. It's a case of Mortimer Instant Soups.
Listen, everybody, how about some old-fashioned fruitcake? I made it myself.
And I'll whip up some coffee. Irish.
You son of a gun.
Mr. Mortimer.
Oh,
sweetheart.
Thanks, hon.
How do you like it, Mr. Mortimer?
It's delicious.
Old family recipe.
Sorry I'm late, Samantha, but I ran into some strong headwinds. I have Tabitha's present right here.
Oh, Santa, you shouldn't have.
You'll never guess what it is.
Susie Bruisey. Oh, thank you, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Samantha.
Now, I have a little present for you, too.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's something you wouldn't have bought for yourself.
A present for Santa?
Well, it's about time.
Suntan lotion?
For your 2 weeks in Florida.
Thank you, Samantha. Well, I gotta be getting on my way.
I'll give you a little boost. Here you are, darling. Your present from Santa Claus. Aunt Tabitha. Hey, this is our secret.
Secret.
That's right.
What was that noise?
What noise?
Well, I thought I heard... Sam, what'd you put in this fruitcake?
Nothing.
Oh. Isn't it about time for, eggnog?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Mr. Mortimer. Right this way.
Merry Christmas,
Jason.
Come on.
You heard that? Not any at all.
There. Oh, my.
Oh, here we go, honey.
I hope so.
Thanks, sweetheart. Mr. Mortimer?
What's that you're holding, little girl?
Baby doll.
Oh, that's not just a baby doll. That's a Susie Bruisey baby doll. The only one of its kind in the world. Why do I know that?
Not any at all.
Oh, my.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Mortimer.
Merry Christmas.